This is Naked by the Future Farm, where entrepreneurship is stripped to its vulnerable core. Brought to you by Vlady Meškobrestinska and Nektarios Lolios. And remember to subscribe, follow, and rate Naked to help us share it with the world.
Hey, Nektarios, it's good to see you back. Hi, Vlady. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Last couple of conversations were phone conversations, which is always a bit weird.
Very true. But I also remember, as it was just yesterday when I met you in London, which in some way feels so familiar, but also it feels a little odd the first second, you know. I'm always like, oh, this is how he looks like in real. Wasn't that a long time ago?
I don't think we've met more than 10 times in person with the Future.
I agree with you. I think it's even less. So, given that, you know, I consider you part of my extended chosen family, then that's a bit weird. But yeah. Anyhow, it's lovely to see you.
And you.
Yes. And I was really looking forward to this because we haven't met each other in this way on Naked for a while now. And we didn't talk to you guys for a while. And we did miss you. And we could talk a little bit more about why we're not on the show and what has been happening in our lives. But I think I just wanted to indulge on the emotion of being back and recording and just, you know, it's really awesome. It's a really nice feeling. How is it for you?
Geez, where do we start? It's lovely. It's lovely. So let's get straight in. I've just come back from a conference, and it's a conference called Cybos. It's run by my old employer, Swift. And I bumped into a lot of old colleagues that I haven't seen in 10 years. And I was apprehensive to go because there were a lot of people I didn't want to see. And a few things emotionally happened, but the one thing that I was surprised by in the warmest way was a few people I barely knew would walk up to me and say, "Hey, I've been listening to a podcast and it's really interesting and I get a lot out of it." And these aren't even entrepreneurs. These aren't even our audience, you know. That was very rewarding. There's one guy in particular, and I give him a shout out, Asim, who's been consistently messaging me, telling me how much he appreciates the podcast. And I actually was going to catch up with him and then I had to change my flight, blah, blah, blah. But that was lovely. That was really, really lovely.
Yeah, it's always great to hear those.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a like a boost, like injection of like, yes, this makes sense.
I also bumped into another lovely colleague called Yolanda who joined a startup not long after I left. And then she joined another startup, which is now super successful. They're called Form 3. And we were talking and she said, "It's really interesting. There's a lot of people when we were working there wouldn't give us the time of day. And now that we've left, they sort of claim us as the success stories of this amazing company that produces these entrepreneurs." And we were laughing about this because it was just a bit weird. That was the kind of people you did want to bump into. But you're right. It's when you hear that people appreciate what you do and most importantly, get something out of it. That's really the best thing.
But you know, like, so you went sort of into the old world of self, right? In some way. I mean, you've been part of that, even if I know from you that maybe you didn't have a sense of belonging and all of that was already there at that time. Did you feel like it was really a completely different world? Like, was there the tension between sort of the environment and the world that you co-create around yourself and proactively, right? Also, versus going back into environment and this setup where, well, it's been part of, you know, your journey, but I know from everything you told me that it does operate on some even different value system of sort. So how was that?
Look, when we started InnoTribe, which was my journey into entrepreneurship ultimately, and a complete change in my life and the reason I'm here, the way I am now, is even then we were fighting. There was the mothership, the solid stability. Don't make a fuss, just keep operating because Swift is the infrastructure, the fuel of the financial industry, right? So there was this mindset of nothing extravagant, nothing frivolous, stability, predictability, and no color. Right, I'm phrasing it like this. And on the other side, there was InnoTrap, which was everything Swift wasn't. It was experimental, it was adventurous, it was bold, it was loud, it was crazy. And there was a period where these two worlds were fighting, and there was a period where the mothership started embracing the otherness of InnoTrap. But when I showed up at the very last Savos I did in 2013, and I was wearing sneakers, I was still wearing a shirt, I had comments. There were people commenting on my outfit because that was not the attire to wear on an event like this, even though we were operating in this bubble. And this year, the CEO got on stage and without a tie, saying this is the first no tie Savos. So this is 2022, and there's a big conference where the majority of people are still wearing suits. And it's their way of reflecting that the world might have changed with the pandemic, but also the world is changing anyway, and therefore we drop in the suits or they drop in the ties. In InnoTrap, we had a tie tree, which was a wooden sculpture type thing, where we would get the bankers as they were entering our space to take the ties off and leave them there. Not put them back on, but leave them there, you know. But this goes back, I don't know, 13 years. All this to say, it was a little bit overwhelming to be kind of faced by the corporateness of everything. But InnoTrap was still there. I was there for InnoTrap. The Enclave existed. It wasn't as bold, but maybe there's no need for it anymore. Who knows?
You know, I feel today quite angry and outraged.
I was about to ask you how you are.
I think, you know, if you guys could see my face, it would tell, because I do let my emotions show. You know, like in one way, like when I'm listening to you, like somebody could just sort of relate to it in the way like, oh, there's a corporate world and then there's a startup world and some people wear sneakers. And I feel like for me right now, it's just, it goes much deeper. It's not about that. It's not about the sneakers. And the, you know, when you told me prior to this one, you guys should really, if you are not watching the video on YouTube, you should go check, because Nectaris is wearing this absolutely gorgeous shirt. And you told me that some people said that it's loud. Okay. So when you said that to me, like that, I had this complete outburst of emotion, because at the moment we are, so where I am right now is that just yesterday in Slovakia, there was a horrific incident that happened that is linked to what we are just talking about, which is about acceptance, hatred, tolerance, and all of it together. So two young souls have been murdered by a person who really has no, or has had, did not have any acceptance towards people of certain identity, LGBTQ groups. So let's put it that way. But
you phrased it very politely. Young, radicalized young man with a history of homophobic and racist remarks on social media, who went to a gay bar in Bratislava and started shooting and killed two people.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
It's as plain as that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's plain as that. And sometimes even when, you know, I feel like talking about those things, the narrative and the language, you know, sometimes even block her. But it's very important actually to use that right language to point to this. So one, so that it's been really strong emotion to deal with. And I'm sitting here as an ally, not being even part of that community. But I also have this like complete mix of emotion, because I've been living in the last sort of months or so by everything that has been happening in Iran, where a young woman has been murdered again by moral police for not covering her hair, which again comes back to authenticity or identity, just having belonging and safe space in this world and in this society for everybody. So it is very personal for me as well. And I feel that. And I wanted to talk about it today, because also just yesterday I had my own therapy and I was reflecting on my position and role as a woman entrepreneur again. And I was talking to Sarah, my therapist. I was like, why am I talking about this again? Like, it's becoming a, you know, a pattern and a sort of repeating topic. And we kind of came to the sort of space of recognition that this is a big thing. It's a generational trauma that we're going all through. This is a systemic issue that we are facing. But also, I think it was so important for me to figure out, like, where is my space in all of this? Because I feel this becoming a blocker. How do I show up for myself, for others? What are the resources that I can use to allow me, I guess, to stay within the space, but also in some way live authentically the world and the way that we feel is the right way to live, which I don't want to impose on anybody, but I want to have the freedom and the choice of living that way. So I leave it there. But so that's where I am today. It's I guess it's like a mix of anger, confusion, but lots of confusion. I think the confusion, okay, laughing. I know this is a long sort of monologue, but I'm going to be quite personal. So one of the things I always feel when these things happen around me is that the one thing we have is a voice. And I try to be quite conscious and about how I'm using the voice and using it for the right causes. For in this particular instance, the confusion came from the place that I'm in Pakistan. In Pakistan, it's still illegal to speak up about LGBTQ, to be sort of open to coming out, right? To be open about the identity. I have a number of friends in here who shared with me. So I have it around me in my extended family, in the community. But for just a very little moment, I hesitated about using my voice because of a fear. It was a very primary emotion of fear of operating here and having a loud voice around this issue in this country. And I was like, woof, this is heavy. I have a platform. I'm a leader. I'm an entrepreneur. I have followership. So I want to use my voice for the right causes. And then there was this clash of safety, security for my own self. And I just wanted to be really authentic and transparent about that emotion, which some people might even feel like, how can you, you know, whatever, I can be judged for it. But so that's sort of where I am right now. It's I'll just pause for a sec.
It's interesting because we're recording this. This will go out before our first guest episode in the next batch. And that's all about identity, and it's all about otherness and how you struggle to be recognized by the establishment when you just don't conform to a particular perspective. Because our next guest has a very different story to tell. So it's quite pertinent that you bring this up, Vladi. And of course, for me, it's particularly personal because I am part of the community, right? And I've got friends who went to that bar regularly. And I have probably, if I think about the people who were shot, there's probably 2 or 3 degrees of separation, which is not that far, right? So it makes it a very, very different thing. And there is an element, I mean, bizarrely, we can link it back to that conference where otherness has no space, right?
That's and how I feel, think, even listening to you, frankly.
And if you talk to a lot of the people we've spoken to in the whole history of Naked, and the work we do with the Future Farm, entrepreneurs also have an identity of otherness to some extent, right? So it's people who start to do something very often their family doesn't understand, their partners don't understand. We had the chance to speak at a few events recently, right? And it's interesting when you get the chance to talk to people one-to-one, when it's not about them publicly sharing their struggles, when you go, what's your support system like at home? And how often it comes through that people say, look, I don't talk to my wife about this. That was the thing I heard like twice at the Speed Invest event. So somebody was going through real ups and downs and going, I can't just take all the crap that I deal with in my professional life and share this with my family, because they already have made a lot of sacrifices just to allow me to do this. So me telling them I'm struggling is going to be a burden on them, but also I will feel even worse, and also to some extent feel like I need to justify that even more.
Yeah.
So it was a weird mix. People who feel bad because of the impact it has on their surroundings, and then just not talk about it. So I'm taking it into a slightly different direction, not by design. But there is something that has also something to do with belonging.
Mm.
And if we, I mean, the one thing that we talked about a few times now is one of the things that our audience, our founders, entrepreneurs need is people who've had a shared experience so they can just very authentically go, look, this is what I'm struggling with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since we're vulnerable or naked, I was so tired yesterday. I had to get up at 4 a.m. and I arrived at the airport and there was this huge queue because they decided not to use the passport machines. And I was like, I just want to go home. But I had also a really, really difficult time for my own mental health the last couple of weeks. And I was standing at this, I came to the front and this guy calls me, this immigration officer, and he looked very severe and he was about my age. And then he looks at my passport and so, you know, you sit there and there's always this weird tension. And then he smiles at me and says, welcome home, Nectarius.
Oh, wow.
And I was so emotional. I was tired, but I just needed to hear that, you know? Mm. I just need to hear somebody saying, hey, you belong here, especially since I'm struggling with my own, I belong to the UK kind of identity. It was such a weird experience. But there is something about... Yeah, I got very upset when I heard the news about Bratislava for very personal reasons. It doesn't end, it keeps going. And actually, the Western press, as in the press in the UK, didn't report anything.
No coverage.
It's not important, you know. It's like Eastern Europe, two gay dudes, who cares, right? So there's also that.
You know, it makes me think right now, but also yesterday with my conversation in the therapy and the reflection, was it brought me back to naked, actually, which was around the need to have more spaces like naked, but also this gay bar. Because so I was listening to a conversation with the owner of the bar. And he was very, obviously very, very emotional, but he was reflecting on the role of the place as that was the home for people. Mm. That was the living room. That was the place where one of the few places where people could come in, and all kinds of people really, where they could come in and they could just be themselves in everything, what that means for them. And they also found people, I guess, who... as you said, like, didn't question anything and accepted you as you are, like, and in some way, in a weird way, like, I was thinking about this place that we are trying to create with Naked is, I think the role of it is really significant for creating a space for leaders and entrepreneurs who are sometimes experiencing those otherness experiences or feelings, but also... what I felt yesterday, again, in therapy, was that even for myself, like, I tried to step into the space of leading from a different place, from that place that feels authentic to me. And in for me, that was bringing more feminine leadership, for instance. And it is still not very easy. Like, it is still, like, the system within I operate right now over here has very strong masculine powers and energies for all kinds of historic reasons. And the reason why I'm just bringing it all back is that having a place like Naked for people, even like myself and others, to come in and share that bit, hey, this is how I'm trying, and it feels shit hard very often, and I very often question my self-confidence, and it actually drives me into a dark places because of having a gaze of, in my case, having a strong gaze of masculine, even when I'm trying like to be fully myself, it's hard. So I was actually very grateful yesterday for Naked and also for other resources that I'm trying to bring to my life. And I think they're different for different people. I guess just to share in the spirit of sharing is that one of my strong resources are other women, community of other women. And even yesterday we were doing like a somatic experience, like a body experience. And I'm sure some of you guys are doing this maybe in therapies, and it's really powerful. So you basically, what happens is that you go from your mind, from the rational thinking and sort of the cognitive behavioral therapy to, hey, actually there's a full body experience and you can feel some of those things, right? So Sarah guided me through that experience. So I basically had a spectrum of more feminine self-leadership and less feminine self-leadership. And I was moving in between the spectrum physically, like in this office right now where I'm recording, which is also funny because one of my teammates walked in and I was like walking a computer and whole setup. And she's like, what's happening? Anyhow, so I was walking in the spectrum, and she also told me to place in front of me the people and subjects that represent the masculine self or masculine sort of energy. And then, so it was hard, literally, like it was very difficult for me to stand on the less feminine. And there was like a whole, I would say, roller coaster of emotions. The reason why I'm sharing this is that at some point she asked me to put resources behind myself. And so I put resources literally on a paper. It was a piece of paper. So that already brought like a lot of an energy for me. Like it was I felt like I can lean back on something. And then she said to me, okay, let's add one more, which is experiences of other women. And we have strong women community, I think, something like that. I put it in there. Oh man, I shined. I like my whole body posture like straightened up. And I felt that strong power of people who are similar to me and they're sharing experiences like me. And I felt that sense of belonging. And I literally said to Sarah, I felt home. I felt home having them with me. And she said, Vladi, you carry this with yourself every day. And so we agreed, like I have an amulet, like a physical thing, and I'm carrying it. And it's just something to remind myself. So all that said is that when you said about being at home, I know it's a different thing, but somehow related. And I think that sense of belonging, you know, and having Naked as a place for people to come and be like, hey, by the way, this can also be a home where you can be yourself and share those shit experiences. Sorry for so much of swearing today. And there will be people who will relate to it and who will also have your back. That's how it all, I guess, felt throughout yesterday and today, and I guess reflecting on the calling that we have. Like, I guess last thing is like, I do often ask myself, like when these type of things come to my path or like they're happening around me, is like, what is my role? I don't feel like I have to solve for it, obviously, but I do feel like this is part of my existence. Like, I want to relate to this in some way. So I do ask myself those questions. And one of the things was the platform, the voice, Naked. It did come through.
Wow.
Silence.
No silence. I've been digesting. Mm-hmm. It's there is an element here that we're talking about creating a space for people to allow their struggles to come to the surface, but also to not feel alone, right? But you can't do this without coming back to identity and belonging time and time again.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to phrase this without it being, so the business I'm building, Radish, right? It's a lending business for people who are not seen by the banks. So it's not about people who have bad credit. It's about their life is just not understood by the banks. And we were talking to somebody at this conference, and she was saying, I understand. So you're building an alternative system for people who don't belong in the existing system that's just built for the mainstream. So people whose identities are just not understood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to hear somebody just use one of my favorite words, which is identity, in the context of what we're building. Mm-hmm. And I'd never thought about this from that perspective, right? But there is something there that entrepreneur or non-entrepreneur is just really important, right? Because the why am I doing what I'm doing is very closely linked to who I am, right? I'm also linking this now to the guest episodes that are coming up, because we've got a lot of people lined up that have a really interesting story to tell that is also closely linked to that. Different experiences, different manifestations of their journey. But also wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the next round of Naked. We've stopped doing seasons, but in a way we are launching our next season.
We are going more with the flow. I think that's what's happening to us, which, and we like flow a lot. Yes.
So, yeah. Vladi and I, we spent a bit of time over the last few months looking at our own lives and figuring out that we want to do too much and it came at a cost. So we decided to just be a little bit more driven by the flow, and we record a podcast episode when we have the time, and we don't put ourselves under as much pressure as we did before just to deliver on so many levels, because we both also have businesses to run, right?
But you know, the one thing that was really, I think, exciting that came out of that reflection together was that we both were really committed to Naked, and it is something that is energizing for both of us, and we want to do this. So I think it was more putting hold on pause on some other stuff that we very consciously reflected that. And I think we gave ourselves also the permission to say, actually, we don't have to. So we said that, and it was a beautiful feeling also to find the alignment in that feeling together. So we paused those things, but Naked sort of is something that is something we both care about, and we want to grow. And so we are here, and we'll be recording more and having more conversations and keep nurturing this space. And in moments like these ones, I feel like even sort of more motivated to do so. Because, you know, sometimes you do reflect about that, like, you know, does it make sense? I don't go there too often. I think maybe sometimes when you reflect on the numbers and read, and you are like, oh, Tim Ferriss has like millions. I'm joking.
You're not joking.
I'm not joking. But I think it does come back to that, even one or two individuals that find this useful. And it does create that sense of belonging. And for you and I, it makes sense, which we are very clear about. I'm excited about the next things that are coming. So all that to cheer Naked and all of you guys for being brave to share and role model that vulnerable self.
Your tone went into
closure, right?
Closure.
Yes, I also I heard that.
That's okay.
Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is. I think that's what it is from me today. I think it was really about being able to share that emotion that I am in right now, but also to share with you and all of you out there that I am committed, and I know we are, and very excited as well. So looking forward to the next Naked with a very exciting guest, as you already gave a little teaser.
Beautiful. There's not much for me to add. We keep talking to people. We keep reflecting in our own episodes. We keep trying to find new people who have an opinion on this. We also have some more people from academia who have a more scientific view on this. Amazingly, there's also more people who come to us now because they started looking at the space, like PhD students. There was a psychologist from the US who contacted me yesterday saying, hey, I found you guys. I had no idea something like this existed and all that. Mm. So it's also nice to be, to be the hub where people come together. So exciting times ahead. It feels a little bit autumnal. So the summer is over, things are getting back into, it's a bit like back to school in a strange way, but in a good way.
Mm, I'll send you a piece of sun from here. We are Stillman on high 40s. So I don't know about autumn. So anyhow, wherever you guys are right now, take care of yourself and get some resources. That's probably what I want to leave you with. Yeah. Get some people to, you know, have your back.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, here, everybody.
Here. Bye. Bye, Nectarius.
You've been listening to Naked by The Future Farm, where entrepreneurship is stripped to its vulnerable core. To learn more about our work, sign up to our newsletter or visit thefuturefarm.co, where you can also apply to be a Naked guest. And remember, subscribe, follow, and rate Naked to help share it with the world.